Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 85 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still here at the ISTE conference, still in Chicago. It's still enormous. And I am sitting here with my friend Lance McClard. And Lance was part of a panel that I got to be a part of yesterday called, brace yourself, Ditch That Panel. Shocking, right? But what we did was we pulled in several of the people from the Ditch Book Twitter community, and we were able to talk about some of the things that come with what we called in the session ditchy teaching. And so ditch, of course, being different, innovative, tech-laden, creative, hands-on, D-I-T-C-H. And so when you teach that way, or if you're an administrator that way, and you just want to think about things and do things differently, it's tough. And before we get too much more into this, I'm kind of like yammering on here. Lance, can you tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Yes, my name's Lance McClard. I'm a principal in Jackson, Missouri. I am actually a principal in two buildings, so it's a K through 5 building and a K through 3 building, but we're transitioning next year to be a K through 2 and a K through 4 building.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. And then before you were in administration, what did you teach?
I taught fourth grade for several years in Jackson, and before that I was in South Carolina. I taught fourth grade, and I started off teaching actually in seventh and eighth grade math.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So so you got demoted a couple of grades. That's too bad.
Yes. I didn't get held back. I was just pushed back.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So, and a couple of the questions that we talked about, you addressed. And so I thought it'd be good for us to chat about those. And one of the questions to the panel was, what happens when everything blows up in your face? And we know that whenever you put yourself out on a limb and you try new things, you try to teach in a different way. Or sometimes when you try to use new technology and everything, sometimes it doesn't go the way that we hoped. And so what were some of the things that you talked about related to that?
Yes, I think when we talk about failing forward, that's part of it. You have to have the mentality of, okay, I'm going to take a risk and I'm willing to do it even though it's kind of scary. And when you think about your day, usually within a week, something in your day doesn't go the way you planned it. So when we talk about modeling for students, this is also something we can model. We model good digital citizenship. Right. We model good behavior. We model respectfulness. And we want our students to also be able to handle themselves when things don't go the way they plan.
Yeah.
So modeling that for students, I think, is important. I think as an administrator, you can model that for your teachers as well.
Sure. Yeah.
So when you're in a staff meeting and you're trying to model how to use some of this technology so you can show them, you can get quick feedback real quick. You can do that within a staff meeting so they can take it back to their classroom. But sometimes maybe the projector light bulb went out and you start to feel those eyes staring at you, thinking, what are you going to do next?
It's like laser beams in the back of your head, right?
Correct, yes. So the pressure, you start sweating, you're thinking, oh no.
Yeah.
You just have to relax, take a breath, and then think about, okay, what am I going to do next? And you may even tell people, hey, this wasn't planned, but this is something that happens. So with technology, I think some people think that, I know Matt, they think, oh, you're the tech guy, nothing should ever go wrong.
Right. Yeah, and I'm the same way. I really feel like whenever I work with teachers or when I'm in a classroom with students or whatever, that it's the exact same way. I feel like I have the privilege of modeling what things are supposed to look like when they don't go right. And I do a better job than others. You know, there are times where I'm like, oh, that so could have gone a different way. I could have done that. And then I learn from that too. But yeah, I think that's definitely something that we can get to do. And then the other thing we talked about was pushback. Because if you want to make changes, even if you're a teacher wanting to change things in your classroom, you might get pushback from students or their parents. Parents do push back on things sometimes, right? And then if you're in like a tech coach role or in an administrative role, then there's sometimes pushback from parents or from teachers and all of that. And what's been your experience on things where you've seen the pushback, how do you handle that?
Yeah, so I think the pushback is when you don't explain why you're doing something differently.
Oh, the why.
Yes, yes. And so I mentioned in our panel Simon Sinek, and viewing that video, Start With Your Why, I think that is a powerful video. And you first have to know your why and really clearly define that. You can think of it as your personal mission or vision or what have you, but then you start to spread that why. So I'm not using technology because it's cool or I want to be different. It's because now I can hear from every student all at once. I can be more efficient.
Yeah.
I can use that time that I'm saving with technology now to plan a better lesson. So with the pushback, you start with that and then you start to deliver to other people why you're doing it. And then you, and then with that pushback, you start to open your doors. I know a lot of teachers are kind of scared, not maybe scared, but they just don't want to deal with the teacher across the hall.
Oh,
like, why are your kids so loud? Shut your door.
Right,
you know? And so I think trying to work with that teacher and talk about, well, this is why I'm doing this, or when you're collaborating with that teacher, hopefully you're collaborating with your teachers.
You
ask wonder questions. So maybe you're hoping the teacher will do something maybe a little more hands-on. Maybe you ask, I wonder if there's a way to get our students more involved with this, maybe a hands-on activity.
I love that.
And so instead of telling somebody, you just wonder, you question.
Yeah, and that's kind of like less confrontational. And it's like it kind of puts you together with them thinking about possible solutions instead of you directing it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so as an administrator, I think you have even a bigger responsibility, because when it boils down to it, the culture of your building is everyone's responsibility, but as a leader, you should be the one modeling it. So from experience, I've taken over classrooms so the teacher could go plan a teach like a pirate type of lesson for half a day. So I'm in kindergarten and I'm modeling or trying to model how to teach a ditchy lesson while the other teacher is planning a lesson. So I think just giving your teachers time to implement some of this and time to think about how will I do this, because I think that's the number one complaint from teachers when you ask them to do something different is, well, I don't have the time. So we as principals can get in there and help our teachers out. And I think as teachers, you can kind of do that too with your time by working together, whether that's inside your building or outside of your building.
Oh, this is such good stuff, Lance. Thanks. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
I think the best way would be through Twitter. My handle is at Dr. McLard, McCLARD. Or you can look me up on the internet. And
really? There's an there's this thing called the internet?
And you can just email me at my school email, lcmcclard at jr2mail.org.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.